Welcome to Dracena Wines Podcast. Our wines plus your moments equals great memories. I'm your host, Lori, and this is a podcast about all things wine. Did you know that Dracena Wines now has a wine club? We named it the Chalk Club. Draco is on our label, but Vegas was getting a little jealous, so we decided he deserved to be our club spokesdog. In Las Vegas, betting chalk means that you are betting on all of the favorites. We are betting that we are one of your favorite wineries, so we thought the name was apropos. The club is simple, yet a bit different than most. When you wager on us, we will ship you 3 bottles of wine twice a year, once in April and once in September. You can choose all red or mix of red and rosé. You immediately receive 15% off of all your wine purchases throughout the year, but what makes our club stand out is the progressive discount. Let your club membership ride into the next year. Your discount increases. Each year you parlay your membership, you receive an additional 5% off up to a planned maximum of 25%. Your club shipments are discounted to a flat $15, plus we'll cover your club shipping cost for your second shipment. That's $15 house money in a sure bet for you. So please head to our website, DracenaWines.com, and find out all of the benefits of joining the Chalk Club and how to sign up. We've stacked the odds so that you can get our award-winning wines without breaking the bank. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Dracena Wines Podcast. This episode is a bit different than the previous ones in that I am going to read you a story. A story like no other wine story you have ever heard before. It is a story of romance. Okay, maybe not romance, more like lust and seduction. And anyway, that's better, isn't it? The story of an innocent girl, Sauvignon Blanc, who falls for a troubled man, Cabernet Franc, and endures his wildness and antisocial behavior. But ultimately, they come together to create one of the most well-known children in the world, Cabernet Sauvignon. I hope you enjoy this tale. And a little tip, maybe you should listen to this one on earbuds. As she sat in the vineyard, taking in the fresh air, she thought to herself, things must change for her. She stretched her tendrils out to absorb the last bit of sun that was dropping below the horizon. She took a breath as the fog rolled in, knowing that the temperature would soon be dropping. The warmth of the day was about to leave. She began to envision ways to keep herself warm. Her mind began to wander to places she wasn't sure it should. She fell asleep with visions of a special someone rescuing her from the weariness of her day. She awoke the next morning, disappointed, as the seductive fog began to recede. Her leaves uncoiled as the heat increased and her stomata unwillingly opened to accept the fresh carbon dioxide. As the day progressed, she thought to herself, "This will be the day." She felt, deep down in her roots, that today was special. As she absorbed the nitrogen and phosphorus from the soil, she could sense today was going to be remarkable. She wasn't sure how she knew it. She just did. She felt it in her canes and cordons. Today was the day that would change her life. She couldn't pinpoint it because, really, nothing was different, but her roots were screaming and she knew she had to listen. The hours passed by as she sat upon her trellis and waited, holding on to her dream. Her aspirations lowered as the sun sunk below the ocean. She was about to resign and call it a night when she felt a cool breeze, a comforting breeze, a breeze that screamed seductiveness, a breeze she couldn't resist, a breeze that whispered her name, Sauvignon Blanc. She heard it the first time but ignored it, thinking she was imagining it. Then she heard it again, Sauvignon Blanc. She was positive her name was being whispered throughout the vineyard. She couldn't control herself. Her pistol stood upright in the breeze as she listened to the murmur that was calling her name. The wind and whispers continued to intrigue her, and she realized how the fullness of her ground cover warmed her in the cool night. She waited, anticipated, fantasized about who was calling her name. A few minutes later, her questions were answered. His name was Cabernet Franc, and his message was clear. She watched as he entered her block and observed that his stamen was quite impressive, full of pollen and ready to be shared. She wasn't stupid, though. She had heard of him before. He was a real catch. Other varietals have tried to reel him in, but no one could. She shivered silently as Cabernet Franc approached. It was at that moment she knew she couldn't resist him. She knew she wouldn't resist him. She knew that the pleasure of one night would stay with her for the rest of her life. And that is exactly what it was. When she awoke the next morning, he was gone. Her scion ached with the memory while her trunk reveled in it. One night of sheer pleasure, a pleasure she never thought she would experience, she will now never forget. As the days passed, she recognized that things were different. As her canes began to grow and the length of her internodes shortened, she realized her buds were a bit fuller, a bit more distinctive. She knew then that the most pleasurable night of her life would not only be a memory, but would lead to an offspring. An offspring that this world would appreciate more than she herself or the vine that a chance crossing she encountered. A variety that would be one of the world's most widely recognized red wine grape varieties, and she immediately knew what she would call him. Cabernet Sauvignon would be the new Bordeaux king, and may he reign as long as she remembers the pleasures of the night that created him. I hope you enjoyed our little erotica of wine story. And before we end the show, I just want to thank Joey V. Price, HR, who left us a 5-star review entitled "Great Content. I've always wanted to become smarter about wine, and this podcast will help. I enjoyed the Great Wines of Italy episode and look forward to future podcasts." So thanks, Joey. Sláinte. Thanks for listening to Dracaena Wines Podcast. If you have suggestions on what topics you would like us to discuss, please reach out to us on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, Google, and Periscope as @DracaenaWines. I am also on LinkedIn as Lori Hoyt Budd, or email us at DracaenaWines.com. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast catcher to help others find us more easily. We are found on all of your favorite aggregators. To subscribe easily to iTunes, go to bit.ly/DracaenaPodcast. That's bit.ly/DracaenaPodcast. And that's a capital D for Dracaena and capital P for podcast. Please check out our award-winning wines and find out about our wine club at DracaenaWines.com. And remember to always pursue your passion. Sláinte.